Hi, I'm Ricky. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is June 8th, 2018, about a month and a half ago. So, a month and a half ago, I was walking around Baltimore City, getting ready to jump off a bridge. It was really bad, but we're gonna jump back a couple years before that. I grew up in an okay family, you know, we moved around a lot. Sorry. All right. My first drink was when I was 12 or 13 years old. I didn't really like the taste of it. I hate the taste of it. I hate it so much, I started bonging the beers. I didn't want to drink, but I wanted to fit in with my friends. So I kept doing it and kept doing it. And the more I did it, the more I enjoyed it. I loosened up. I came out of my shell a little bit. Throughout the years of high school, I never really fit in. While I was in ninth grade, I moved away from all my friends, and I was about 45 minutes away. So I lost everyone that I grew up with. I moved into a new school and didn't know anyone. I started smoking weed, got a job at Pizza Hut, started smoking weed to fit in. I moved a little bit around to the beach in Ocean City, Maryland, and I started drinking a lot, all the time, every day, sniffing up or doing a whole bunch of drugs, and I thought I was having a good time, and I really did. It made me feel at peace with myself. It filled the void that I was looking for growing up when I thought I didn't have anyone. I got real big into ecstasy a whole lot, about 4 or 5 times a week for about 6-7 months. I had a bad trip one night, and I was really scared to even smoke weed the next day. Now, I thought I was going to be mentally retarded the rest of my life. For 6 hours, I kept saying, okay, I'm back to reality, okay, I'm back to reality. For 6 hours straight, I curled up in a ball and finally came out of it. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And after that, I stayed away from drugs for a little while, for about 6 months to a year. And I started working all the time. I was working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. I had got my own apartment, brought a girl with me, she moved in with me, got her off the streets, she was a dancer, so she moved in with me, and she got a job, and we're doing financially okay, and then she got pregnant, and I can remember that was the happiest moment of my life, when I found out I was going to be a dad. I was 19 years old, I wasn't ready. I was not ready at all, but I always told myself I would always be there for her because my dad wasn't there for me. I knew what it felt like, and it was the worst feeling in the world not having your dad around. So she was born. I was there for her, but I wasn't there for her. I was working 60, 70, 80 hours a week to try and put food on the table, keep a roof over her head. And I remember times coming home from work when all she wanted to do was hug me, and I wanted nothing to do with her because I was so exhausted to work. I was addicted to work at that time. I had no choice but to work a lot. I could have still made time for her when she was a baby, and I didn't. So I moved around a couple times because I couldn't afford where I was staying at. I was tired of working. I wanted to be there for her more. And, Giants front row and center. Me and her mother split up a week after she turned one. I remember it was her first birthday. 7 days later, her mother left, and she took my daughter with her, and it hurt really bad. So I started to drink all the time. I was drinking every day, all night long. I was driving through the tunnel drunk. I don't remember how I got home half the time. Until the next morning, I see my car outside. So I just continued to drink. You know, I wasn't there for my daughter, so I felt bad. And the next drink cured that feeling of, I guess, being selfish. I don't know. Throughout the years, she turns 3 or 4, and her mother went off the what I like to call the deep end. And I had big family support. She didn't have much of a family, so my family kept pushing me to get custody of my daughter. Eventually, I did get custody of my daughter. I wanted it, but I didn't really want it. You know, I loved her as much as I could. I just didn't want the full responsibility of being a father. But I still did it because I knew the feeling that my father gave me when he wasn't there. So I got full custody of her. I moved into, I found this one girl. She was really amazing. Me and my daughter moved into her house, and we became a family. I was working 3 to 11 at the Under Armour distribution warehouse, and even after getting off work 11 o'clock at night, I still went out and drank. Came home the next morning, I had the female there to take care of my daughter when I was too hungover the next morning to work. I remember one morning waking up, or not one morning, I got home from work after the bar. It was 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I uprooted my daughter in her house and drove all the way up to my mom's in the middle of the night. I took everything my daughter was familiar with and dragged it out up from underneath of her feet, took it to my mom's. Fast forward 2 years later, I meet this other girl. She's from Florida. She's from here. She came up to visit family. So we met one night. The next morning, she made me this amazing BLT, and I fell in love with her. I fell in love with her. So I convinced her to stay. I got her a place to live. She got a job. She got her insurance license. Everything was going good. We had a place to live, and she kept saying how nice Florida was. It was paradise. So I said, screw it. Let's move to Florida. I quit my job. I had a really good plumbing job, real big company. She had a nice insurance job. Packed everything up in my car, and we drove 16 hours to Florida nonstop. 2 months later, I had to fly my daughter down here. Now, I take my daughter away from all my family, and she flies down to live with this girl that she's only met a handful of times. We moved down here into a condo in West Boca. We could only stay there for about a month and a half. So I found a little trailer out in West Boca to move into. I started a job as a helper for a plumber. I started driving for Uber at the same time because I need to put a roof over my daughter's head. And I got addicted to driving for Uber. I enjoyed driving for Uber, picking girls up, picking guys up, whatever. We all had a fun time. I got tipped in drugs sometimes, so at the time I enjoyed that a whole lot. Kept me going throughout the night. We got evicted out of that trailer about a month and a half after being there. I was 4 days late on rent, and the fifth day I got a notice on the door. You have to get out. So then I called my grandmother, which my grandfather always bails me out and everything I get into. I said, hey, Grandpa, I need $3,000 to put a roof over my family's head. So we get a 2-bedroom apartment. I quit the job as a helper, got into a plumbing truck all by myself, and I started making commission. So I quit my Uber job, driving. I was working for the plumbing company nonstop. I was working for the plumbing company 60, 70, 80 hours a week, because that's what I usually always like to do, is work a lot because I like money, like most of us here probably. The female that I was with, she was on drugs. She got on drugs, and she kept saying, "You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like." She said, "You don't understand." So I said to her, "Well, show me what it's like so I can understand." And I had her stick a needle in my arm so I could understand what she was going through. From that point, I started going downhill. I stopped going to work. Started waking up for work. Waking up late for work every day. I would stay up 3 or 4 days in a row. That's probably why I didn't wake up for work. But during lunch breaks, I would come home to get high. I would even, if I didn't have a babysitter at the time, I'd pop my daughter in my work truck and we'd go pick up if we needed to. Because it was just me, her, and my daughter at the time. And then that went on for a good couple months, and then she got pregnant. So after about 9 months, 6 months after the baby was born, I got so bad into my addiction, I lost everything. I couldn't pay my bills, got evicted to that apartment, and I called my grandfather and said, hey, Pop, you want me to move back to Maryland? Send me some money, I'll go to U-Haul. So he sends me a couple $1,000 to move back. I never got that U-Haul. I spent a lot of it on drugs. I rented a small little SUV, packed everything up, left about 3/4 of the house that we had here, an apartment, dropped half of it off at the Goodwill. And then I drove back to Maryland. I stopped at Disney World for my daughter. And I was so worried about what my other daughter's mother was doing. We only stayed at Disney World for about 2 hours. I drove my daughter to the airport to fly her back to Maryland, and then drove all the way back to the West Coast, Sarasota, to see what she was doing. And I was going crazy at that time. I didn't care two shits about either one of my daughters. All I cared about was her and what she was doing. And then after I drove back to Sarasota, I drove all the way 18 hours to Maryland. It took me about 3 days to get there. I finally get there, and I didn't want to be there anymore. And my daughter's there, and I really didn't want to be there. I wanted to be where her mother was down here, because that's where the drugs were. So then I fly back down here, pick her and the baby up, we drive back to Maryland. And the entire time, I kept pulling over. You know, I was tired of the drug use at the time, but I wanted to do it at the same time. So I said, let's leave everything here. She, not her, but I guess we bring stuff back to Maryland with us. And we were physically addicted to the lots at the time. So now we're both withdrawing in Maryland, no resources to get anything. So we had to call the doctor over the phone to get a prescription from Florida up to Maryland. I had worked for a company for 1 week, and I didn't like working for the guy, so I quit. He shorted me a couple 14 hours on my paycheck. Since I became a plumber, I saw how much money the owner was making, and I wanted to make as much as he did. So I got tired of making anyone else rich, start my own plumbing company. Within the 2 months of being back in Maryland, we moved in my mom's basement. I built an apartment in her basement so we could live there for a little while, save up and buy a house. But that never happened. My mom kicked me, my $2, and my fiance at the time out. I started the company. Within a month and a half, I had enough money to move into a nice 3-bedroom, 2-story house, the pool, basement, a really nice place. A couple months go by, She flies back to Florida for a little surgery. She comes back up here, and she had brought some drugs back with her. So now we're back using these drugs. And obviously we run out of them. So we're both withdrawing. Hey, what can we do? We can go get some heroin. And it was my town, so I went and got some heroin. And I brought it back to the house. We didn't know what to do with it because we were used to doing other things. And we didn't use it the right way. So then I drive back down to Balmer City and pick up a prostitute so she can get me the heroin and the other drugs and show us how to use it. So then we got hooked on one of those two drugs for a while. And I wasn't really big into the dope too much because I saw what it did to my other daughter's mother, and I didn't want to become that person. So I start smoking a whole lot of crack. it was a lot. I mean, I was a plumber. I made a lot of money. It was cash every day. And she was on the heroin, not out with the baby and everything, blah, blah, blah. And I said, don't come back to the house until you're off of it. So I come home from work one day, her and the baby are gone. She found a way back to Florida. So within a week of her leaving, my grandfather passes away. I was supposed to go see him the night before at the hospital, and I didn't. My grandmother says, hey, can you get to the hospital? So I'm the first one at the hospital. I walk into the room, my grandfather's dead, laying on the hospital bed. I'm the first one to see him. The first thought that came to my mind is, I need to go get high right now. I wait for my grandmother, my dad, my daughter to get there. They show up. I stay for maybe 10 minutes at the most. I made sure my daughter wasn't going to go with me so I can go and get high. That ever since that day, up until a month and a half ago, I didn't stop getting high. I lost my car, got repo, I lost my house, I lost my daughter, the one that came back to Florida, I lost custody of my, I didn't lose physical custody, I didn't have my daughter back in my life anymore. So I lost both my daughters, my house, my car, my grandfather passed away, and now I feel like I have no one, except for the people I was using drugs with, which was one or two of them. And when you lose your car and you're living 45 minutes from where you need the drugs, it's really hard to get high. So, shit. So then I found some friends that would pick me up here and there so I could get high with them. I smoked a lot of crack, like a lot. I needed to come down from it, so I started using heroin. At that point, things got really bad. You know, I would do anything to get that sickness away. I went down a path I never thought I would go down. I found a whole bunch of guys that I would smoke with, some girls here and there. And everything I lost, all the thoughts constantly went through my head. So when I start getting high, the thoughts disappear. And then when the thoughts were still there, when I had to get high, I continued to use more and more and more. And without any money, without a car, it's really hard to get high and use drugs. So I had to start prostituting. I prostituted myself out to guys. And I never thought in my life I would do that. You know, I love women. Obviously, I knocked two of them up. but, I mean, it got to the point where I would do anything in this world to make those thoughts go away. And I was hanging out with guys that would feed me drugs to get me to do things that I would never do in the state of mind that I'm in now. It was really, really miserable. And after I did those things, those thoughts stayed in my head when I continued to use. And when those thoughts were there, I wanted to kill myself. Why would I want to kill myself? I had 2 daughters in my life. My dad wasn't there for me. How could I do that to him? So I was walking across a bridge in my socks in Baltimore City, getting ready to jump off a bridge, and one of those guys picked me up. And thank God he did, because if not, I would have jumped off that bridge, and my 2 daughters would be without father right now. So I went on like a nice 3-4 day run. I woke up in a motel, and I didn't want to live anymore after that weekend. I called a girl I knew to get some heroin, and I went to get enough to overdose. You know, I was gonna overdose myself. I had a buddy since fifth grade. He called me and said, "Hey, you've been asking for work. I have some work in my house. If you can get here, you can do the work." So I walked 4 or 5 miles to his house to do the work so I could get the money to go and overdose. Well, being around him and all my friends I grew up with, it put me in a little bit of a positive, put some light on the darkness I was in, I guess you could say. I never called that girl back. I stayed with, my mind was a little bit better at the time. I thought about my daughters. I knew I needed help. Because if I didn't get the help I needed, I would have been dead. You know, I guess a week before that happened, I went to my father's house and said, "Dad, I need some help." So he comes home. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. He comes home and he's drunk. 11 o'clock in the morning. He said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Dad, I screwed up for a nice 4 or 5 days. I didn't call my grandmother. I didn't call anyone. I ignored everyone." He said, "Well, why'd you do that?" I said, "Well, they have really good crap." He said, "Well, did you bring some for me to share?" I said, "For you to share? You're my dad." He said, "Well, if you want to keep getting high, this is what your life's going to be like. Or you can get your shit together." He said, "I tried to kill myself plenty of times." I said, "He was too much of a pussy to do that." So that Monday after I woke up, I stayed with a friend. The next morning, she knew someone that was living in Florida. So he made a phone call, and the guy said, which is now my sponsor, he said, "If you can get a plane ticket down here, I gotta have a room for you." So I did everything from that Monday till that Saturday not to go back on another run, because if I did, I would never made it down here. I made it down here, and I started working steps and doing the program. Before this, I never really got introduced to AA. So, got down here, started working steps. I flew down here 3 days before my daughter's birthday. I never missed a birthday in her life. The following week, it was my daughter's, it was Father's Day. So I called my daughter, and she was really upset that she wasn't with me. So I talked to my sponsor and the people I live with, and we agreed that she could come down and stay here for a couple of days. When she gets down here, we get back from the airport. I got a phone call earlier that day. It said, "From my aunt, you should call your grandmother. She needs to talk to you." I called her, and she wasn't picking up. I called 3 or 4 times. I was really, really worried about my grandmother. I get back to the house, and my sponsor pulls me aside, away from my daughter, and said, "Your dad's dead. He hung himself." The first thought that came to my head is, my grandmother okay? A month and a half ago, I probably would have been hanging next to him. Like I said, my first thought was, my grandmother okay? I need to get back to Maryland because my grandmother needs me there. Well, if I go back to Maryland, it probably wouldn't have been good. Me being down here, and working this program is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Now I can be there for my daughters. So I did fly back there. A week later for my dad's funeral, I spoke at the funeral. It was probably the hardest thing that I ever did in my life. I did it for my grandmother because she saw me going down the path that my father was going down, and I didn't want her to still think I was going down the same path. So I said a few words at the funeral. Came back down here, and how much time we got? A couple minutes. And everything has turned around since the day I came to Florida. Now, even though my father passed away, I have my 9-year-old living with me now. I get to see my 2-year-old next week, which I haven't seen in a year. And everything has changed since I found AA and started working the program. And since I got down here, I stopped thinking about myself. And everything has fallen in place. And if it hasn't, I wouldn't be here for my $2. I have a great group of guys I live with now. I love them more than probably I've ever loved anyone in my life. Without them, I would have nothing. So, I guess that's it. Thanks for letting me share.